Welcome to the Elevate podcast. My name is Sarah Hopkins.
And I'm Amanda Noga, and these are conversations to elevate your health, relationships, and soul. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Elevate podcast, wrapping up 2020.
What a year, Mandy.
I mean, yeah, it's hard to even summarize this year, isn't it? Things have happened that we couldn't have foreseen in a million years.
Yeah, and luckily, I suppose we're not really here to summarize the year that was per se, but really just talk about the year that was for the Elevate podcast.
Yes, that's all we can manage. No, but like just dialing our memories back to the first episodes that we recorded in January this year and just, yeah, thinking of, you know, where we were and how things were feeling at that time. I remember thinking like, oh, okay, 2020, like it's a new decade. It's going to be, you know, like a fresh start for everything. And it was kind of the opposite.
Oh my God. I mean, you know, here we were excited about, you know, the birth of or the impending birth of your bubba and, you know, getting to meet him and spending time in Bali and you having your family and, yeah, the like you said, the precipice of a new decade and, you know, by March all of that was looking pretty grim and, yeah, it's still very strange and different world out there, isn't it?
Totally. Definitely, I know we can say that it's for sure been a big cosmic pause and a reset on many levels for many people. For me, I definitely felt, I mean, obviously my life was going to get a reset anyway with having my first baby, but just this year of, you know, work and travel completely changing its shape and form, just for me, it was a big recognition of like, how many things are we doing just because we're in the momentum of doing them, and then kind of given permission to stop all of that and then take stock and be like, okay, what do I actually want to bring forward into the, you know, years to come, and what can die in the pre-2020 world, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a pretty common theme for many people.
It's like you said, yes, I think that it has provided pause, literal pause for so many people to, you know, reflect on the trajectory of their life. But I have to say that, you know, apart from, you know, not being able to see you, being here in little old WA, we've been so entirely sheltered that it's quite easy to almost forget that anything has, you know, anything significant has changed, you know, globally and nationally, because we're really in this incredible little bubble where we're really not affected at all. So
yeah, and a similar story in Bali as well. I think it's a different experience because our community here is so global. And so we are in, you know, by proxy connected to many different, you know, people's friends and family, like back home. So our kind of radar of what's happening worldwide is maybe a little bit different than in the WA bubble. But I think that's a bit of it's a blessing and a curse in a way, because of course it's a blessing that we're not in the throes of, you know, hardcore coronavirus stuff like in New York or in Italy. But the curse is that it is easy to forget, and we are pretty complacent and comfortable in our little bubbles. And that's really not what's needed right now. The last thing we need is to get complacent and to get too cozy and too cushy in our little comfort zones. I feel like it's kind of a curse in a way. You know what I mean?
I do, but I just feel so blessed. And I know that that's such a cliche. Hashtag blessed. I feel really blessed that I can look away because, you know, I've really decided to not consume any media. And I know that you're in a similar position, but maybe you are by, you know, closeness, you are, or by proxy, as you said, you know, consuming more of this information. but I feel lucky that I am not in the eye of the storm, so to speak.
Totally. And I think we can recognize that we are blessed and be grateful genuinely. And it's not so much about looking away, as you said, although you and I have both made that conscious choice to not consume mainstream media through the course of this year. But it's more, to me, when you say, you know, looking away, it's more like you're looking into your actual daily reality more than the narrative. Yes. And the story and, you know, everything that's going on outside of your day-to-day reality. And so that's a good thing, you know, if it encourages us to be more present and more, well, calm, for a better word, grateful.
Yeah.
Then that's only good. It's not in like a total avoidance or, you know, just living in a illusion or like ignorance is bliss. It's actually just being present with, you know what, our day-to-day reality is really beautiful and we can enjoy that and make the most of it while, you know, being aware of what's going on for other people in other realities, but not getting consumed by that, because that's not what's happening in your day-to-day life.
Yes, exactly. And you know what? I think, you know, there are a lot of people for whom that experience is probably similar, but that are caught up in that. And whether that's because they're, you know, reading the news online or, you know, consuming the news.
No one reads the news.
I was about to say that read the newspaper. And then I was like, how old am I? 1,000? What is going on?
This is 1982.
No, but people read the
watch
news.
Watch the news.
They read the news online still through their news apps. But anyway.
Yes, anything like, beyond podcasts is dead to me.
Same. So, yeah, I think we could probably all take a little bit of, you know, take a moment to really think about, you know, what in our everyday life has changed and be more present.
Agreed. If that's one lesson we can take from 2020, so be it.
So be it. So we are actually going to talk more deeply about COVID in next season's episodes, but I think we might start with talking about our favorite episodes this year. So Miss Mandy, what were your highlights?
Yeah, so in reflection, we kind of took a bit of a different turn this year with the pod. I guess we had hashed out many, many, many topics between the two of us, and it felt time, and we felt really inspired to invite some of our favorite people on to have a chat with us. And so we started the year with a bunch of interviews, which I really love doing. I love just being able to get on a call with some of these people that I've been, you know, following for years and, you know, reading their content or whatever it might be, using their products for years and actually get to have a chat with them. Well, it was pretty cool. So one of my favorite, when I look back, I mean, they're all so great. Like when we kind of went through the list of who we interviewed, I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, they're all amazing. But one of my faves, I have to say, was the interview that we did with Heath Daly right at the beginning of the year. And that stuff that he was talking about, which was mainly around polyvagal theory, that has stayed with me all year. And I've continued to be obsessed with that and learn different tangents and see how it relates to so many different aspects of life, and especially with little baby, it's really, really so fascinating to me, all this polyvagal stuff. And I just think the way that Heath talks about quite complex scientific stuff, he has a knack of making it really interesting and palatable, and yeah, it just sort of takes you along on that journey. I've been working with him and doing, you know, his workshops and stuff for years, and I just think he's such an engaging speaker. He could speak literally about anything and I'd be interested.
Yeah.
I've heard other podcasts where he talks literally about, like, the importance of water and sunlight, and he just makes it so interesting and brings all these, like, cool facts. And, yeah, he's just epic. So that was definitely one of my faves. Who else? Nadine Artemis was also a major fangirl moment. I'm obsessed with her. and her products, Living Libations. If you haven't checked out their products already, please do. They're so high quality and made with love and just amazing small business that, yeah, I think are really high level. But Nadine as a person was just like the loveliest. Wasn't she so warm and beautiful?
She was gorgeous. It was awesome to talk to her, and I love her philosophies on the sun, and she's, you know, her depth of knowledge about natural beauty and skin and so many other things is amazing.
And her
amazing
perspective on parenting as well was really cool.
Yes.
She's someone that I just really want to hang out with and like be close to. And I feel like her house would be amazing.
Oh my God, her house would be so good. Yes.
Yes, house goals, mum goals, skin goals.
Skin goals. Oh my gosh.
She's so gorgeous. Yeah. Yes. Anyway, so those were definitely two of my highlights for sure. What about you?
Well, I think Paul Check, even though obviously I have listened to Paul in the flesh, I've been with him for, you know, weeks at a time. And he's been such a mentor to me, just to actually have him on our podcast and have a conversation that was different, because, you know, I've been on his podcast where he really had the opportunity to, you know, really tailor the questions to his audience and to his interests. And that was a great, you know, nearly 2-hour conversation. But to be able to craft those questions, the two of us together, and pose them to one of my greatest mentors was awesome. And, you know, I know that you loved him
too.
No,
I was just laughing because I was asking him about like polyamorous relationships,
yes,
and stuff like that.
Yes. And then he was talking about COVID, which is still totally relevant. And he's a bit like Heath. He's actually probably Heath on steroids, literally, because he's literally got a photographic memory, or is channeling, you know, he says he's channeling spirit guides that take him to his like 2000 book library, and he can literally quote the page, the paragraph. He is just an encyclopedia.
I had that skill.
Me too. He's literally like a physical encyclopedia that just walks and talks and embodies health. And, you know, it's just as we're talking, thinking about how we asked him about his personal self-care practices, and just what he described to us was just, he is the embodiment of what he teaches. Like, he was like, my day is a practice of self-care, and everything he does. And it was a beautiful conversation. It was really great for him to meet you and for us to craft those questions for him. And yeah, I think anyone will appreciate that conversation. So that one was definitely up there as a highlight for me, and I know you loved it too. And I think the next one, you know, must have been in your top three as well. It's Jane Hardwick Colling.
Yes, my guru.
She's your guru. And, you know, to be honest, I didn't know much about her before we interviewed her, because she was like your suggestion. But oh my God, she is just the most incredible woman. And I was in love with her from the moment that she started talking. And I think of all of the podcasts, I feel like that podcast is the most important for every single woman to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Because just, you know, that knowledge that she's sharing about those rites of passage, that, you know, we need to know those as mothers. We need to know those as daughters. We need to know those as grandmothers. We need to know those as women.
Yeah.
And the sad thing is that most of us, I feel incredibly grateful that my mum did do some of those rites of passage sort of rituals with me, you know, and I'm so incredibly grateful for that. But I feel like it's an ancient rite of passage or ritual or ceremony that has been lost.
Yeah. And that's why Jane's information that she shares feels so familiar in a way.
Yes,
it's like a remembering.
Totally.
It's like,
yes.
Oh, yeah, thank you,
yes,
for reminding me.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly right. Like when she started talking, I felt like it was my mum. Obviously, it's not my mum, and it wasn't like some sort of projection. It was just like, oh, I know you. I have been you in a past life, or I've heard.
It's a remembering for
exactly.
sure. It's in our cells.
So Everybody needs to listen to that episode because it's incredible. Yeah, she's just
amazing. And yeah. Follow her on Instagram as well, Jane Hardwick Collings.
Yeah,
because she's so seriously, good. I mean, I wish I was as good at Instagram as she is.
She's
just so authentic and just beautiful what she shares.
Articulate. Oh, yeah. Seriously. I love watching her little IGTV. She's amazing.
Totally.
She's rocking it for like a, you know, whatever she is, like a maybe 60-year-old woman, you know.
Yes.
She's amazing.
Totally.
And then the second season was all about, well, it was our capsule season, which we waited for a certain person to start to embody the things that we were going to talk about, which was pregnancy and birth. Yay. And so we recorded the episodes as you progressed through your pregnancy. So as you finished
in real time,
like seriously, we did like first trimester as you finished first trimester, second trimester as you finished second, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So it was like tracking through your pregnancy, which is a nice little capsule reminder of the days of growing sage. And I loved
and it. I guess like that whole season, yeah, the topics that we covered has been stuff that you and I have both been obsessed with for a long time, for years and years. That's actually how you and I came together, was about when you were hosting your fertility workshops at my yoga studio. So it's always been like a shared passion between us. But, yeah, like you said, I wanted to wait until I had the firsthand experience in my body to talk about it. I love being pregnant. Looking back now, I'm like, oh, the best. I just loved it.
Me too. Me too.
So what was your favorite episode of that whole season?
So I think, you know, obviously I love them all, and loved talking about them and hearing your stories and perspectives, because even though we have a shared passion, I think we come from quite different places. So it's really nice to have both of those perspectives. But I think the episode on pregnancy loss, even though I didn't have much to contribute to that, I suppose I feel like that is an area that is still shrouded, like I said in the actual podcast, that is still shrouded in secrecy. And, you know, it was just
totally,
it was so important to you sharing your experience of pregnancy loss, and I know that that has resonated with so many people, and I just feel like that was a really important topic for us to discuss. And I do think that there's been a lot of feedback sort of affirming that.
Yeah, I've definitely received a lot of personal messages and emails about that particular episode, and I know when I was going through it, which is, you know, for sure in hindsight now, and I feel like I've processed the emotion and the kind of trauma of it, but at the time there, I couldn't really find any personal like, you know, there's information out there, but there's not really personal stories, which is what I really resonate with. And you know, that what's most helpful for me is hearing other women's stories.
Totally.
You know, reading like medical and scientific information about it is one thing, great, but that's only so helpful when it comes to the actual experience of losing a pregnancy, or as someone kind of shared on Instagram with me, you know, the words, and I think we talked about this in the episode, but using the word miscarriage sort of implies that there's something wrong, or maybe even Jane said this, but it implies that there's something wrong with
the carriage, the
being
body,
the mother.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is obviously just not true. And then even pregnancy loss, we did use that term, and I personally feel comfortable with that term, but it also doesn't feel like the most accurate way to describe the experience. So what this friend shared on Instagram is that she likes to say early birth.
Which
I think that feels quite fitting, you know, because you don't lose the pregnancy.
No.
Like, it doesn't just disappear.
And that also sort of, which, you know, we probably don't need to dive too deeply into this, but it's denying that there was It's like the, all you had was a pregnancy. You didn't have a baby, and that's not right. You did have a baby.
And for me, and I know it's different, you know, depending on what point of the pregnancy you're in when the loss or the death happens. But for me, it was definitely experience of birthing this.
Yeah.
This little, you know, babe. I don't know. I don't really relate to it being a baby because it wasn't a baby. But anyway, but we're getting into semantics.
Yes, we're getting into the weeds. So. Yes, but I loved that episode. But I did. I love them all. I love your birth story. I love telling my birth story, even though I can't remember it because it's been 5 years. But, you know, all of, and talking about all of the different parts of the pregnancy journey, I loved it. What about you?
Yeah. My fave, and I think probably the most helpful / important one for anyone that is pregnant or even that is postpartum to listen to or wanting to get pregnant in the future, I think the most important episode is actually the fourth trimester because pregnancy on many levels, it sort of takes care of itself. Like I feel like, well, from the Ayurvedic lens, you know, we place a lot of importance on preconception care and then a lot of importance again on postnatal care. And the pregnancy, like I said, there's lots of things we can do for sure to support ourselves and to support our babies. But the postnatal time, I feel like, is where we can really make the most impact on our health going forward. And especially like the health for our long term, like when we go through that next rite of passage going into menopause, I feel like that's where we get the payoff for how we've treated ourselves postpartum. So, and I also think the fourth trimester can be the most wrought for many women. Potential, there's a lot of potentials for, you know, because it is such a huge transition. It's a rebirth for the mum. I think
that was a great episode. And I think you're right. And even actually for me, I learned, you know, some things, again, sort of Ayurvedic practices that I wish that I had been able to embody when I was in that fourth trimester. So yeah, I think that was a great episode.
So like I said, if you are wanting to get pregnant, if you are pregnant, definitely go back and listen to the fourth trimester.
And actually, you know, we did a couple of episodes, really comprehensive episodes on fertility. So even going back further into earlier seasons, I think season 2, I can't remember, but we'll put a link in the show notes, but we did 2 episodes on fertility. So the whole journey is covered.
Like I said, it's for sure a shared passion. So
for sure.
But so next, like moving forward, like I said, we've kind of changed track a little bit this year with the interviews and then with our pregnancy capsule season. But next year, we want to get back into chit-chatting all different topics and the topics that are most accurately reflected in our real life conversations, what we, Sarah and I, are actually talking about in our real life, which is kind of the whole premise of this podcast. That's how it kind of started, wasn't it?
Yeah. Like
bringing our chats that we would have at the park watching Rafa play, bringing them, to the pod. So what have we got coming up next season? I'm really excited about it.
Next season? Yeah, I'm really excited to just go back to, I feel like it's an extension of where we started. So it's sort of an extension of our original roots, which was, you know, choosing topics that we really wanted to talk about and taking a conversational perspective to those topics with the filters of health, relationships and soul. And so, but I'm excited about this season because we're exploring some different topics. So we've got, and you can help me with these as well, Mans, but we've got body image, we've got conspiracy theories, we've got motherhood.
Menopause.
Social media.
Everyone by now has watched The Social Dilemma. If you haven't, that's your summer watching on Netflix.
Yes.
That's a topic that we actually has been on our list for a while to hash out, hasn't it? But now feels like for sure at the time, especially, you know, seeing how this year has unfolded and social media has kind of like worked its way somehow even more into our psyches and into our lives.
Yeah.
So, yeah, social media is going to be in there. I want to talk about vaccinations. I want to talk about
COVID.
Black Lives Matter, hashtag.
That's right. Yes.
So there's lots of juicy stuff in the pipeline, and we are going to take a little hiatus over the next month, over December and kind of the Christmas, and then we're going to be back in your ears from early January with these new topics. So, yeah.
I think that that's a wrap.
Do we have any like summer reading or summer listening?
Well,
okay, this is off topic, but what has been your favorite podcast or show or book of this year? I know, I'm sorry, I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh, you're really putting me on the spot here.
Can be anything. What did you love? Okay, I'll tell you some of my top Netflix things, which is why you give yourself a minute to think of what you liked. Okay, these are a bit random. They're not on brand necessarily, but they're best. Michael Jordan, the Last Dance documentary.
Agreed.
That was amazing.
Obsessed with him.
Cheer on Netflix was amazing.
What's that?
I cried.
You haven't
watched it yet?
No, what is it?
Okay, you probably would have skipped past it because I did too for a long time, but you have to watch it. It's about this Texan high school cheerleading team, and it's unreal.
Yes, I've heard Dax Shepard and Monica Padman talk about this.
Probably everyone, because it's amazing.
Okay.
We cried. Mark actually cried at the end.
Wow. Okay.
Maybe he was he was in the pre-pregnancy hormonal
oxytocin
vibes.
Hormones. Yes.
Those were some amazing highlights from this year. And then since Sage has been born, I haven't really watched anything, so that's all I have. Oh, and The Politician, that's my faves.
Oh yeah, we just finished season 2 of The Politician.
What is it?
It's really good.
And The Octopus. Sorry, I'll stop now.
Well, actually, you can just keep going, because I despite being a prolific reader and watcher of things, I actually have nothing. I can't
think of anything. One podcast from this
year. I can't even think of a podcast right now.
Okay, I'll tell you one that you recommended to me and was amazing.
Dying for Sex?
Yes.
Yes, I love that one. That was really, really good. Dying for Sex. And I've just been getting into, I know probably everyone's heard of this and probably lots of our listeners are not into him, but I've just been loving Joe Rogan. I've just been loving his interviews. He's so neutral and so smart and so good at asking questions and so good at getting the best out of people. And I know that it's an extremely long, indulgent format, but honestly, he is a genius.
Has he ever interviewed a woman?
Yeah, no, he interviews women all the time. He's honestly,
I feel like looking at his feed, I'm just like, it's just all white
no
dudes.
He gets women in. No, he gets women in a lot. So I've been listening to him a lot lately, but there's so many good books that I've read, but I really just can't think of any at the moment that are coming
to
mind.
Did you listen to the Joe Rogan episode about psychedelics?
Yes, I loved that one. That was a really good one. I loved that one. So, yes, we'll put that one in the show notes. And in terms of TV shows, this is a little bit violent, but I really loved Yellowstone, which is based on, like, oh, my God, it's on Stan. It's like it's cowboys and Indians, like in it's set in Montana, you know, Montana in the States.
Yeah.
And it's like these
not
ranches
in Yellowstone Park.
Yeah basically. Okay. Yeah, so it's this rancher family and like it's very compelling. So yes, I loved that. I loved The Great, which I think can't remember what server that's on. Maybe that's on Dan as well. Sorry, Mandy. But that one is also. Yeah.
And listeners that are outside of Australia.
Yeah, I suppose they're on other streaming services, but I loved both of those. I actually also just, and this will be a tearjerker as well, but just watch that David Attenborough, like it's like his, it's like his sort of mission statement, sort of his closing statement. So he's just summarizing his, it's like a summary of his life, and he's talking about the environment.
Oh yeah.
And, oh, so
I saw him on Instagram talking about that.
It's, yeah, beautiful.
Truly sad.
Yeah, it's it's like
his life's work has been for shit. It's like,
oh my god, this is
my last.
Yeah, and it's like it catalogs his whole life and how he started out, you know, just being really interested in wildlife and filming these videos and where it's come, and it takes a lot of footage from that. I don't know if you've seen it. It's also on Netflix, Our Planet, which is like that series, and every episode talks about, like, it shows you these different parts of, you know, the untouched parts of our nature, you know, landscape, and the different wildlife in it. And then it sort of says, because of this part of global warming, the fish supplies have dwindled and these birds now can't feed here. And it sort of just drops all these really sad, you know, anecdotal stories about how we've basically deprived.
What a legacy.
I know. Yeah. Amazing. So that, I think watching Our Planet and then watching that final sort of mission statement of David Attenborough's is definitely going to make you cry, but it's beautiful.
Another nature one. This is my last recommendation, I promise. You know when you start and you just like remember all of them? But Fantastic Fungi. That was incredible. Have you watched it?
No.
Oh, my gosh. You would never think a movie about mushrooms could be so inspiring, but trust me, it it's amazing. It's so amazing. It just gives you so much hope for the planet and for humanity. It's amazing.
Oh well, we need some more of that, so we will wrap with that. And yes, we will be back in your ears in early January. And for all of you that are listening along, if you haven't done so, it would be really amazing if you could go back and rate and review our pod. It helps us to move further up the charts.
Get and in the algorithm.
Exactly. And be more visible to get more people listening to our podcast. So we love you. Merry Christmas.
We love you. Thanks for listening. And yes. See you next year.
See you next year.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Elevate. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed recording it. For any further updates with me, you can come along and follow me at Instagram. I'm at Shopkins Health.
And if you'd like to stay tuned with me throughout the week, I'm at yoga_alchemy on Instagram. And what we would love right now is if you can hit subscribe, leave us some stars, leave us a few words, any questions or feedback, we love to read. So keep it coming and have an amazing day.